Okay, so tonight, Baruch Hashem, we're going to now learn Siman Shinayin Al Si'ifim, Beis and Gimel. So we are in page Reish Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Si'if Beis. Yisrael ben Chatzar Zo, Shahalach Lishpos b'Chatzar Acheres. If you have Yisrael who lives in this Chatzar, but he went to spend Shabbos in a different Chatzar, Ve'in Daitar Lachzor b'Shabbos, and he has no plans of returning on Shabbos. But then, V'acharkach Nimlach b'Shabbos v'Chazar. He changed his mind in the middle of Shabbos. You know, he went to his in-laws or something, he got mad at them, and he decided he's going home, and he's leaving in the middle of Shabbos, Eino Oser, his return in the middle of Shabbos does not aser, does not cause a problem for the people in his chatzer. Says the Mishra Bure, Eino Oser, to give him the Beish Halach, Lohay, Adai Talachs of Shabbos, Imkain, Kvar, Yisirach, Diraso, Milev, Vavale, Shabbos, Utro, Vashuv, Lotay, Oser, that since at the time that he left, he was not planning on coming back, so this became not his Dira for Shabbos. And therefore, as soon as when Shabbos started, he did not create, he did not cause a problem. There was no need for him to participate in the Erev, so that can't change in the middle of Shabbos. Aval gabei akum, but when it comes to a non-Jew, kaim elon din baba Shabbos oser, we say that if he comes back in the middle of Shabbos, he does aser. Why? Because by a non-Jew, you would not say, oh, since he's out of town, he's mesiach das, I'm spending Shabbos somewhere else. No, that's only by a Jew. Because a Jew talks about where he's spending Shabbos, meaning Mistama, it's a Yom Menucha, he plans on spending Shabbos there. The fact that he left in the middle, that means something unusual happened. By a non-Jew, if he comes back in the middle of Shabbos, probably that's what he's planning all along. Goyim don't talk about where they're spending Shabbos. I'm going Saturday morning here, Saturday afternoon there. It's not a, there's no Indian of us spending Shabbos by a non-Jew. And even if he claims, you know, I was really planning on staying there until Saturday night or until Sunday morning, we don't listen to him because it's always a possibility that he's going to come back, even in his own mind. He's never really Mesiach Das, so we don't trust him. Lomi Pivan Uchayin is a lashon that we have in Mishnayos in the first paragraph of Ksubas. So okay, it means it's not true. What he's saying isn't true. Siv Gimel, Echon min Ashuk Shailo Bayis Bechatzer. Someone from outside who happens to own a house in this chatzer, umeis, and he dies. V'niach Rishusa LeEchon miBnei HaChatzer, and now he leaves as Yerusha this house to someone else who already lives in the chatzer. So imeis miBod Yom, if he died before Shabbos started, so the Ben HaChatzer owns the house before Shabbos started. Ein Azocha Oser SheEruv Shema Ariv Al Beso Matir Gam Masha Yarash. The fact that the guy the guy who currently owns it is already a resident of the chatzer, so the fact that he's already participated in the Erev in that chatzer works for this new house that he yarshined as well. But if the original owner died after Shabbos started, then oser, then the fact that this house is now owned by one of the Bnei HaChatzer creates a problem. Even though he participated in the Erev for his own house, but that's not going to help for a house that he didn't own when Shabbos started. The point is that this house that's in question was not part of the Erev. And the same would be true if he lived in the house and he just didn't participate in the Erev. But we'd rather give an example of a guy who doesn't live in the Chatzer. Because that's the most likely example where everybody else in the Chatzer participated in Erev. One guy with one house did not. Probably because he doesn't live in that house, so there was no need for him to participate in the Erev. But then he dropped dead, and he left it as a Yerusha to a Ben HaChatzer. Whether the guy who yarshined it goes into the house to live in it on Shabbos or not, he does not ask for the rest of the Bnei HaChatzer. Even if the fellow who yarshined it participated and contributed to the Erev before he yarshined it, it's still not a problem. Because his contribution to the Erev on Friday morning only really takes effect at Ben HaShemashos. And by the time it was Ben HaShemashos, he was already the proud owner of this house. Oser, but if the guy died on Shabbos, then he does aser. Even if no one goes to live in that house, but it's considered a dira with a bailim of that dira because the bailim lives in the same chatzer, even though he has not yet moved into that house. Afal Pisheriv, and that's even though he already contributed to the Erev, Al Beisr Sheshul Machatzer Zo, on his house that's in this Chatzer, Eino Moel, given the base Ben Hashmashos, who was Man Kinyas Erev, Lo Abayah Shalom, since at the Ben Hashmashos, he did not yet own that house, so in Chala Erev, Al Bayah Zed, the Erev cannot be Chal on this Bayah. So to review what we learned tonight, in Siv Beis, we said that if someone from a Chatzer goes to a different Chatzer for Shabbos with no intention of returning, and then he changes his mind and he comes back, it does not create a problem for the Bnei HaChatzer, but for a Nachri, it would create a problem, because a Nachri is never assumed to be Masiach Das for Shabbos. There's no such thing as for Shabbos by a Nachri. And then in Siv Gimel, we said that if someone from outside the Chatzer owns a house in this Chatzer, so he didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, but he dies and leaves the house as a Yerusha to a Ben HaChatzer, so it all depends on when he died. If he died before Ben HaShmashos, before Shabbos started, then the Eruv that the person who Yarshined it has contributed to counts for that house as well, and everything's fine. And if he died after Shabbos started, then that house is now a Makom Dira that has not participated in the Eruv, and therefore creates a problem for everybody else in that Chatzer. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, some point in the afternoon, probably, we'll do a Zoom share on Si'ifim, Dalid, and Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.